It was less than a year ago that Russell Allen, Vice President of Operations for Allen Theaters, announced a major expansion for the Telshore 12 complex in Las Cruces. Along with a new game room, bar, restaurant, and party room, the 31,000-square-foot project also called for a 16-lane bowling alley, bringing bowling back to Las Cruces for the first time since 2018, when 10 Pin Alley closed. Allen said during a recent radio interview that he's shelved plans for the expansion and can't foresee taking it up again. All of the money that was going to be used for that is now needed to keep as many people employed for as long as he can, Allen said. Last week, he announced that the Video 4 Theater on El Paseo would close after a 48-year run. No business has been as hard hit by restrictions imposed to deal with the coronavirus as theaters. While bars, barbershops, tattoo parlors, and other businesses have been able to reopen on a limited basis, theaters in New Mexico remain closed. Allen argues that movie theaters have reopened safely in neighboring states. There's a lot required. Reduced capacity to allow for social distancing, mandatory face masks, staggered starting times to ensure groups aren't entering and leaving at the same time, and constant sanitation. But it can be done, he said. And I believe him. But it's hard to call for looser restrictions now. We just set a record for new infections, breaking the record that was set the day before. New Mexico's unique system of government, in which unpaid legislators work in alternating 30 and 60-day sessions, is poorly equipped to deal with an emergency like this. And so, it falls on the governor to act. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a former state secretary of health, has taken a more restrictive approach than many of her peers, and that's led to criticism from business leaders and political opponents. I disagreed with her decision to shut down local stores, further tilting the playing field for the big boxes. But I appreciated the weightiness of that decision and all of the factors that went into it. The legislature should have a full and vigorous discussion when it meets in January. And the governor should be receptive to its concerns. But nobody should go into that discussion thinking they know the answers. They should start with an understanding that all participants have the same goals and none possess the perfect formula that will balance business and health needs, allowing us to reopen without suffering. The fact that this has hit us in an election year has not helped in the formation of a unified national response to the virus. Perhaps after the votes have been counted, we can all start treating this like a common enemy. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.